The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, Fine Gael must have been hoping for a brand new day with their thinking ahead of the new Dáil term in Trim, County Meath, and presumably hoping to put behind the pretty awful summer they had, which was marked by what we might call the Zappone affair. Joining me to discuss this is Damien English, Minister of State for Business, Employment and Retail. Damien, you're welcome to the programme.
Good, Mick, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Damien, more to the point, how are you considering that this morning your party leader, when you were all ready to put this behind you, seems to have put his foot in it again by suggesting that Fianna Fáil and Micheál Martin in particular, was warned ahead of that infamous cabinet meeting about the appointment of Catherine Zappone, and it turns out that a different version of events has emerged and he's had to do some explaining. What's the feeling in Trim about how damaged Fine Gael has been by the whole thing?
We've had a very good session today, starting this morning at 9 o'clock with the Thomas's address, then followed by Simon Coveney and many others. So I think at this stage, most of our parliamentary party have contributed. We've had a great discussion, great debate, full of energy and full of determination and optimism for the future. Yes, we've had, you know, it's been addressed that we've had a difficult probably 5 or 6 weeks. Thomas and Simon Coveney addressed their part of that and explained themselves as well. And it hands up here, it wasn't our best moment, but we have to also recognise that they did explain, did answer that, did apologise for it, and the changes will be made on foot of that with the teacher and with the whole of government as well in relation to the future appointing of envoys as well. What we wanted today was focused on, we did discuss that, but we also want to look at the future coming out of COVID, lifting the remaining restrictions, getting people back to work. There's been great progress made in getting people coming off the pub and getting back to work, but still many more out there want to get back to work as well. So the upcoming budget, the National Development Plan, the economic recovery, and as well as the social recovery, they're our focus for today. And we've had a very, very good meeting. And I think that's what we want to try to focus on and build for the future, because the public expect us to get on with it, get on with delivering in government, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, but delivering in government will be a bit of a problem, Damien, if it turns out that, for example, the Taoiseach doesn't have due respect for the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. And that's what some people have taken from this latest episode in which Mr. Varadkar initially claimed that he had informed Micheál Martin, and then it turns out that not to have been the case.
Yeah, well, first of all, I listened to the debate this morning, that discussion forum with the Taoiseach, and I joined him for the press conference after that, where he explained what happened this morning, what he was talking about. And to be very clear, he said he was absolutely very clear that the issue and the controversy around this was his doings and Simon Coveney's doing, and they've apologised for that. And Simon Coveney explained that to the Taoiseach at the time back in July. Since that, on two occasions in the Dáil, and we take full responsibility for that. That wasn't the issue. But Leo was found this morning what was in the memo, which was already released on the Freedom of Information a few weeks ago. So there's nothing new there whatsoever. Leo was asked about it. He gave his comment on it, but he clearly said that the Cabinet and the Taoiseach were not aware, and that was the fault of himself and Simon Coveney, that they should have made sure that the Taoiseach and other ministerial colleagues knew about the appointment of Catherine Zappone. They didn't. To be very clear, the actual process of appointing her was the same approach often taken with appointment of envoys, but with the issue around informing Cabinet colleagues that wasn't at the level it should have been. And the Taoiseach is putting in place changes to make sure that process is respected, but also that the process to appoint future envoys will be changed and will involve a public conversation around that as well. So I think that's a positive. Yes, it's a difficult time for us. There's no one denying that. And Simon Coveney at length explained what happened. And again, to be clear, I think everyone understands, and there was great praise for Simon's work in all his ministerial briefs, especially in relation to Northern Ireland and Brexit and Afghanistan and the work on the UN Council, but even before that, his ministerial briefs in agriculture and housing as well. So there was absolute full support of the party for that, but acknowledging that, and he himself said that he wasn't happy with how he handled the appointment.
Okay, and I suppose some of the bread and butter issues that you might be addressing, for example, the Taoiseach has suggested that he could see a hike in social welfare payments, that despite the so-called pensions time bomb and the forthcoming report from the Commission on Pensions, that he would not see any kind of a hike in PRSI contributions for the self-employed. And he's also talking about raising the threshold at which earners enter the higher tax bracket. Where is all the money going to come from, particularly when you consider the state of indebtedness we are at the moment?
Yeah, well, so there's two things on that. So, first of all, the document in relation to the pensions reform is not published yet, and we haven't got the detail of that. But that it has generated a conversation that the health pay.
We have enough detail of it, Damien, to be fair.
Mike, that's what I'm saying, Michael. So it has generated the conversation around hiking up PRSI for those self-employed. The Taoiseach, as Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, and who was intent on leading a jobs-led recovery as we come out of COVID, has been very clear on this. That we can't see increased PRSI charges just on the self-employed alone. That wouldn't be fair. We need them to create the jobs, to start the businesses, and we've over 300,000 self-employed people as well. Something that I, the Taoiseach, and Minister Robert Tray work on a weekly basis with all these companies, with all these self-employed, trying to grow jobs. So we don't want it to deter the jobs growth situation. We need to encourage more and more jobs. So that's where the Taoiseach is coming from. In relation to the upcoming budget, it's now over 2 years since we've had a good social, a good welfare and pensions taxation part of the budget, because for the last 2 years we had to prepare for Brexit, first of all, and then COVID. But the Taoiseach has now said the public finances are in good order. Yes, we have to deal and get back to balancing the books in relation to the COVID spend for currently. We can do that within the next two budgets. But also, the Taoiseach is very clear there has to be a tax and welfare budget, because there has been inflation out there and people are under pressure to make to pay for the daily bills, run their families and so on, and we have to respect that and try to address that. It was a familiar part of budgets for a number of years there, that you would have a welfare budget package, and we want to get back to that. Now, of course, the actual detail of the figures and the percentages, that has to be ironed out in the weeks ahead along with our government colleagues in the Green Party and Fianna Fáil. But I think we will all be committed to that, because that's something we want to aspire to.
Okay, I'm also joined by Christina Finn, the political correspondent from thejournal.ie, and Professor Gary Murphy from the School of Law and Government in DCU. Christina, you're down in Trim. What's the mood like there? Is this Zappone stuff still dominating things?
Yeah, very much so. I think Fine Gael very much want to put their best foot forward for the new Dáil term, but the narrative pretty much from a lot of ministers this afternoon is that Fine Gael have had a very bad summer and they're trying to draw a line under it as best they can. But as we've seen here, whenever the Zappone controversy issue is raised time and time again, it's been rumbling on for over 8 weeks, I think, at this point, there seems to be some sort of slip-up or some sort of new detail that contradicts perhaps what a Fianna Fáil minister has said or back and forth. So I think the problem here for Fine Gael is, yes, they want to acknowledge, I think, that big mistakes have been made when they should have been perhaps speaking to some good successes they think they've had over the last summer. The focus has very much been on their mishandling of this whole thing. Words like reset and rebound has been, the talking point from Leo Varadkar today about how the party wants to move on and get on with the issues of the day, the easing of COVID restrictions. But time and time again, we keep coming back, I think, to the Zappone issue. And that will obviously come to the fore this week when we have the motion of confidence in Simon Coveney. Now, there doesn't seem to be too much of a threat over his position in terms of his seat or who might come out against it or for support of him. But it's not a very good look, I think, coming into a new Dáil term when we're talking about, perhaps the ending of COVID-19 restrictions, when perhaps things should be on a better, more positive note and things are being bogged down by this whole issue.
Do you sense, Christina, because my colleague Danny McConnell was writing at the weekend about he felt there was a certain impatience among some Fine Gael backbenchers about the whole thing, and that being reflected on the leadership of Leo Varadkar. Do you have any sense of that down there?
Yeah, I think there definitely doesn't seem to be a massive, discussion in terms of leadership issues that we might have seen then at the Fianna Fáil thinking last week. But there certainly is, I suppose, question marks over the whole handling from the leadership, not just, I think, Leo Varadkar, Simon Coveney. I think a lot of ministers and backbenchers perhaps would have expected a lot more from such a seasoned politician as himself in terms of how this was handled. But as much as I think politicians are trying to get the public to move on from this, and some people might say, yes, it's a very complicated issue that perhaps is maybe boring, members of the public at this point, the heart of it, I suppose, comes back to cronyism, jobs for the boys and girls, and how jobs are given out. And time again, we've heard that Zappone was the best person for the job, but you can't, I suppose, say that without having some sort of open process and how that job is appointed. And I think that's what really does speak to the irritation that the public are seeing around this whole issue.
Okay, Gary Murphy, just turning to you, the polls at the weekend, they showed, I would suggest, that basically this has impacted on Fine Gael. But are there also more long-term, more solid kind of trends in there?
Hi, Mick. Yeah, in the two polls, Fine Gael are down 2 points. They're 23 in the Sunday Times Behaviour and Attitudes poll, and they're at 28, significantly higher, of course, in the Sunday Business Post Red Sea, down 2 from the last one. That puts them 1 behind Sinn Féin in the Red Sea, and it puts them 10 points behind Sinn Féin in the Behaviour and Attitudes. So there are two things we can see here. One is the Sinn Féin vote is steady and rock solid at about, you know, just under a third. And the Fine Gael vote is relatively stagnant from where it was in the 2020 general election at just over 21%. And remember, 10 years ago, at this thinking, the same thinking in 2011, Fine Gael would have had 76 TDs. Today, as Damien will know only too well, they only have 34 after losing Owen Murphy. So, you know, and when Leo Varadkar was appointed, or won leadership election in 2017, the sense amongst many was that he was the man who would lead them back, if not quite to the glory days of 70-odd seats, but would certainly get them well over 50 seats in the subsequent election. We know the 2020 election was disastrous for Fine Gael, as much as it was for Fianna Fáil, for the two, you know, once great parties of the state. And there is no evidence that Leo Varadkar has given Fine Gael any bounce since he was described as a once-in-a-generation politician during that leadership election. And I think Fine Gael's problems are deeper, certainly, than what the Zappone affair tells us over the summer. There is an identity problem. Everyone is sort of a Keynesian spender now because of COVID. But the coping classes that Fine Gael often looked for, in my view, are now also looking elsewhere, and they can't even rely on, you know, that solid middle class vote. We saw that in Dublin Bay South. I mean, the idea of Fine Gael losing a seat, even in the by-election, to a good candidate in Ivana Bechtig, in the heartland of Gareth Fitzgerald, their great leader of the 70s and 80s, somewhat beggars belief, really, notwithstanding these, you know, by-elections are different. So I think there are serious questions to ask of both Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney, leader and deputy leader, beyond the Zappone affair.
One thing, Gary, that strikes me, I don't know whether there really are parallels here, but if you go back to the 90s in the UK and the Conservatives had been in situ for a long period, about three general elections, I think, or four maybe, three for Thatcher, another one for Major, I think, and then they were dogged by a series of controversies and there was an inevitability for at least, I would suggest, 2 or 3 years before the general election in 97 that New Labour were going to sweep all before them. Do you see any parallel with our situation here at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, there does seem to be a view among some sections of the electorate, and dare I say it within Fine Gael itself, that it might have been in power too long. Richard Bruton, you know, famously said after the last general election that he thought Fine Gael should go into opposition. Leo Varadkar also said it himself. He said he would relish the idea and the thought of leading Fine Gael in opposition. And that didn't happen because of, you know, a variety of factors, COVID, I think, amongst them, and the need for a government in the midst of this god-awful pandemic. Slightly different, I think, than Britain, simply because there was a clear alternative to the Tories, as in the Labour Party, because of the sort of two-party nature of the system, different voting or different electoral system, etc. It's a bit different here. What no one could have foreseen, I think even only 2 years ago, was the elemental rise of Sinn Féin. Because remember, they had a terrible local and European elections in 2019, and yet 8 months later, they were winning, 30-odd seats, so on 24% of the vote, something that neither I or pretty much anyone else in Irish politics saw. So I think it's different, but there is a sense, I think, amongst the electorate, and maybe Fianna Fáil might be a better view than the Tories. There was a view also, I think, that Fianna Fáil in power since 1997, come 2011, had been in power for too long, and we know what happened in that election. There is hope, certainly, for Fine Gael. Being in government gives any party hope, simply on the grounds of being able to get things done. I mean, at the next election, the twin problems of housing and health will still dominate. Now, there are obviously Fianna Fáil ministers in place there, Stephen Donnelly and Dara O'Brien. But Fine Gael, all government parties, in my view, have hope, because if you can get things done, the evidence is that the electorates will reward you. So I wouldn't write off Fine Gael just yet.
OK, Gary Murphy, Christina Finn and Junior Minister Damien English, thank you all very much for joining us today.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.